This is Dr. Vaidya Vaidyasi Kulaskar, Provost Joseph Pinto, Data Budget 216-1955, indicated to show the FOBD positive tools, colon cancer screening, history of the cirrhosis and hepatitis C been treated in the past with thrombocytopenia. Last platelet count was, on the chart was known as 141,000. Several small hand hernias could be straightened by injection. No SME portal gastropathy or gastric varices was noticed for injection. Normal Z-line, grade 1 esophageal varices, or grade 1 column esophageal varices, non bleeding. There was session of preservation of complication. Patient will turn on KYJ, lupus, lupus, super rectum, eczema, and colon, perfection, colon, perfection, based on similar picture. Coming out, I saw 2 peduncular polyps was noted. In the cecum, one was about 5 millimeter in diameter, and the second was about one centimeter in diameter. They both removed by the heart cephalostomy. When the poly was being removed, the large poly shredded when it come out in the suction, when it was suctioned out, but no post polyp being bleeding. There were no evidence of remnant of the colon polyp cecum. Coming up with the ileocecal valve, the proximal ascending colon, there were 2 flat polyps noted with the removal of the heart forceps biopsy polypectomy. No postoperative bleeding. Coming up in the hepatic pressure area, here I saw submucosal lipoma, biopsy with a slag diagnosis. Coming up, patient appeared to adequate prep. Scope brought all the way down to the rectum, red pressure within the hem. Finding number 1, grade 1 esophageal varices, 1 column, grade 1, 1 column esophageal varices. No bending was needed because of grade 1 nature. Number 2 is small hiatal hernia. Number 3, multiple motor gastritis. Number 4, biopsy for taking slag diagnosis. Number 4, gross stomach exemption on duodenum. Number 5, upper endoscopy was negative for any reason for heme positive stool at this time. Number 5, colonoscopy of cecum. Number 6, peritoneal prep. Number 7, cecal polyps times 2. The one polyp was about 5 millimeter diameter. The other polyp was about 1 centimeter diameter. They both were peduncular. They both removed the heart and polyp successfully. No post-polyp bleeding. No remnant of the polyp nor in the cecum. The large polyp, when it was suctioned, shredded to the suction air while suctioning, but the other polyp was completely retrieved and removed. Number 8, there was a proximal ascending colon polyp times 2 before the heart forceps biopsy polypectomy, no post-polyp bleeding. Number 9 was a lipoma noted at the hepatic flexure, submucosal nature, basculitic slagulidosis. Number 9, hemorrhoid hemorrhage. Number 10, no evidence of rectal varices. Recommendation. Recommendation has a repeat of endoscopy in 1 year as the surveillance of esophageal varices. No beta blocker will be needed because it's grade 1 only. Number 2, await for the stomach biopsy because for helix biopsy, which is therapy. Number 3, H2 blocker, sex proton pump inhibitor, if he has any GERD or SAV for symptoms. Number 5, await for the colon polyp pathology. If the colon, if all comes benign, then repeat colonoscopy in 3 years because nature is trapped. If the biopsy of the lipoma comes out to be, the hepatic pressure comes out to be tubular villosarcoma or tubular adenoma, then recommend the patient have endoscopy in the mucosal section of cysts. If it's submucosal nature, then 5 needed segmental resection of that hepatic fracture. Otherwise, it comes out benign, then repeat colonoscopy in 3 years as surveillance for the colon polyp. Advice to take high for bridges tomorrow or so soft them and specifically for some preparation needs and good care. So the patient underlying history of thrombocytopenia, possibility of cirrhosis, recommend to have an ultrasound of the liver and alpha fetal protein every 6 months as hepatocellular cancer screening workup and liver function studies also every 3 to 6 months. And rotation, please send the call to Bishop Primary Care Provider, Dr. Kenneth Lim and copy Dr. Palam Sadi. Their procedure was November 6th on 23rd and November 6th on 23rd. Our recommendation of a CBC, the patient appeared to be in iron deficiency anemic, then PILCAM endoscopy will be needed as a part of iron deficiency anemia work. Since the patient has deep posterior stools and the colon and the endoscopy, could not explain the reason for that. And please send the card of myself, copy Dr. Karen Lehman, copy Dr. Potom Saturday, procedure was November 6th, 23rd, and November 6th, 23rd. Bishop.